This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliet Goodrich.
We begin tonight with some very personal stories of young black girls living in fear of being abducted in their own community where they live. It is an issue that has local nonprofits sounding the alarm big time after reports of black girls have been harmed, even kidnapped in Oakland. And just recently, the city council unanimously passed a resolution in support of a California bill that would establish a statewide Ebony Alert system. So if passed, that system would be similar to our current Amber Alert system, giving law enforcement another tool to try to find black youth between the ages of 12 and 25 years old. Oakland Councilwoman Treva Reed says of the 1,500 people currently listed as missing, 400 are black women. And last year, 20% of missing cases went unsolved. Advocates say missing youth of color don't get as much attention because they're often classified as runaways. Nonprofits have been doing a weekly outreach of events. They've been trying to set up self-defense lessons and have been sharing safety tips. Also, parents are advised to have conversations with their kids, all of them, track them through their cell phones. Use parental controls on social media accounts. If older teens do have to travel alone, knowing self-defense, even carrying small cans of pepper spray could certainly help. Police have told us they have not declared a state of emergency over kidnappings, but they do urge anyone who may have been a victim to contact them immediately. Across the bay in San Francisco, the public defender's office held a sit-in protest to call attention to the more than 1,100 people caught up in a massive trial backlog. Many are awaiting a long-delayed court date. Some are waiting behind bars. The public defender says that violates their constitutional right to a speedy trial.
The backlog started during COVID when the judicial council was reached out to, and there was some allotment meant for delaying trials to some degree. But the reality is things have opened back up. People are going to concerts. People are going to movies. People are in restaurants. People are in cafes. If we can do that, then we can honor the Constitution.
In a statement, the San Francisco Superior Court said it is committed to fair and prompt handling of cases and will continue to send them to trial based on the priorities set out by the legislature and the appellate courts. All right, now let's get caught up on the explosive allegations against former President Trump. Today, the special counsel unsealed the 37-count indictment accusing him of taking top-secret information dealing with national security, the information allegedly including details about the U.S. nuclear program and domestic vulnerabilities, some documents so sensitive they required special handling. The indictment also included photos of where Trump allegedly stored all these sensitive files, in a bathroom, at a ballroom, a shower, office space at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, spaces visitors had access to. Special Counsel Jack Smith detailed the charges, which include unlawful retention of national defense information, obstruction, conspiracy, and false statements.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical for the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced.
Trump denies the accusations and even went as far as attacking the special counsel on social media today. All right, so Trump is due in federal court in Miami Tuesday, one day before his 77th birthday. CNN correspondent Ivan Rodriguez is there now. Trump was charged in Florida, not in D.C., where the classified documents were taken from. So, does this work in his favor? All right, well, the Secret Service is certainly figuring all of this out. We're going to go to Ivan now with more on this story. Ivan.
Juliet, good evening. At this point, it's unknown if it's going to work in his favor. What we do know, what we are learning, is that a Trump-appointed federal judge has been initially assigned to this case, the case against the former president. Now, last year, this judge also oversaw the initial proceedings related to the FBI search of the Mar-a-Lago estate. We're also now hearing, though, from the former president and a couple of statements through Truth Social. President Trump attacked Special Counsel Jack Smith in a series of posts. Trump has claimed Smith is deranged, a Trump hater, and labeled him a thug after the special counsel made a brief statement. Now, this is important because these statements by the former president are being made despite warnings from his legal team that anything he says can be used against him.
Yeah, all eyes on this court appearance. So how is the Secret Service getting ready? And what are you observing just the action that's happening right now just days before this?
Well, Julia, something that's really interesting, especially when we're talking about the Secret Service and U.S. Marshal part of this, is the fact that and it really gives you a sense of how tightly held this indictment and the release of it was, because it turns out that the Secret Service and U.S. Marshal actually did not know, had no knowledge of this indictment dropping when it did, and they were actually caught off guard when this indictment did drop. Now, what we do know is that law enforcement agencies, including the Department of Homeland Security, are holding meetings already here in Miami, looking forward to safety precautions when former President Trump is expected Tuesday afternoon to make his first court appearance. Now, a threat assessment has been done of the building, and so far, law enforcement sources say that no credible threats have been found. We also know, though, that the Justice Department is also sending in additional resources here to Miami.
Yeah, we figured that. Law enforcement, are they expecting protests, and are we expecting Trump supporters as well?
Right now, it's unclear exactly if we're going to expect protesters, how many we'll expect, if streets alongside the federal courthouse are going to be blocked off. But another interesting point that we do see when it comes to them being proactive is FBI special agents across the country assigned to domestic terrorism squads are already assessing any possible threats. Again, the possibility of these threats is just so important. Assessing if there's going to be any threats here when the president does make his first court appearance. Now, for security reasons, officials would prefer that all of this happens here so that they can contain the situation. Secret Service and U.S. Marshals, alongside local law enforcement agencies, can control the surrounding area here of the federal courthouse, make sure he gets everything done that he needs to get done here, and then safely exit. But there's a lot behind the scenes going on right now. And again, a lot of that has to do with just being tight-lipped in terms of the federal prosecution not informing law enforcement agencies beforehand. And now they're sort of scrambling to get caught up when it comes to those important safety precautions.
All right. Very thorough report there, Ivan. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it. All right. Well, if you'd like to read the full criminal indictment against the former president, we have posted it on KPIX.com.